3. Internal combustion engines. W.E. Flood, M.A., Ph.D. The petrol engine has been used to drive almost every kind of thing that runs on wheels, such as motor cars, transport lorries, farm machinery, and military vehicles. It's also used for aeroplanes and small boats. This engine is called the internal combustion engine because the burning of fuel takes place inside the engine itself, not outside, as with steam engines. The first car driven by one of these engines was seen on the roads in 1894. Early cars were very strange. The engines had only one cylinder, and the tires of the wheels were made of iron or solid rubber. The cars made such a noise that everyone knew when one was coming. In those days, a cart that used an engine instead of a horse was thought to be dangerous. In England, a man had to walk in front of the car, carrying a red flag, to warn people that a dangerous machine was coming. That rule ended in 1896, and from that time, motor cars have been greatly improved. Now we can ride very comfortably and quietly in cars that can easily travel at speeds well over 100 kilometers an hour. Racing cars with more powerful engines can travel much faster. Speeds of 700 kilometers an hour have been reached by racing cars with petrol engines, although cars powered by jet engines or rockets have traveled even faster. Because it's not heavy for the power it gives, a petrol engine is still used in small aircraft. Before jet propulsion, it was the only type of aircraft engine available. Indeed, aeroplanes only became possible when this kind of engine had been invented. The cylinders and pistons of an internal combustion engine can be arranged in various ways. In most cars, the cylinders, usually 4 or 6, are in a straight line, although they are sometimes placed in 2 rows that are either arranged like the sides of a letter V or positioned horizontally opposite each other. The fuel explodes in the cylinder and pushes the piston down. This turns the crankshaft and so supplies power to the wheels. Horizontally opposed and V engines often have 2 crankshafts, one for each row of cylinders. In a new type, developed by Dr. Wankel in Germany, the engine itself turns round so that a crankshaft is not necessary. Aeroplane engines are often of the V-type, though sometimes the cylinders are arranged round the axle like the spokes of a wheel. The air screw of an aeroplane must turn at around 1,200 to 1,500 revolutions per minute, which is a suitable speed for an internal combustion engine. Unlike in a car, a reduction gearbox is not needed. A normal petrol engine has the advantages of being light and easily constructed, but its efficiency is only about 25%, that is, about 1/4 of the energy from the petrol does useful work. This is better than the efficiency of a steam engine, but it's not good. The Wankel engine is slightly more efficient, although not greatly so. Petrol is not a cheap fuel, for it forms only a small part of the petroleum obtained from the ground.